This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of my listeners tells me that whenever she goes to the doctor's not even looking at her, sitting there on the computer, right, you know, talking to the nurse, making sure this is filled out, this is filled out. Patient looks like, feels like they're just talking to a wall. And we were just talking about in the last hour how a lot of GPs in England feel like they're on a treadmill of just, oops, never-ending patients. And they feel like they can't do medicine because they're so busy on the computer and filling out paperwork and making sure all the guidelines are met. And I've seen this a lot. I have never thought I would see medicine transformed. Now, remember, I trained in the 90s. And in the 90s, you were trained to sit and look at a person and have eye contact. We were trained as doctors to make eye contact with the patient and to look at them and listen to them. And yeah, if you have to write something down, you write something down, right? But talk to them, hold their hand, you know, be as humanistic as possible. And then, if you work for somebody, there's a computer, and everything has to be electronic. See, me, I could write while I look, and I could do a lot of things by hand. I could do shorthand. I could do a few things. But when it comes to computers, I got to stop and type and make sure I'm being accurate and hitting the right button and hitting the right cursor in the drop-down menu. And I find it very, very distracting. And then there's all these rules and regulations and all sorts of stuff. So, like, if you work for a federally qualified health center, the government has certain guidelines that you have to do, that the providers have to do. So that takes a crap load of time. And the GPs in England are worried that they're going to miss something. The patients here in America are feeling like their things are getting missed. And I, as a doctor, can't stand the way medicine's going. This is not how I was trained. This is not how medicine's supposed to be. I told you, medicine's an art. Okay, we have a paintbrush. You're a canvas. Okay? And it's a blank canvas every time. I don't give a damn if I had five people with the flu before you. I'm not going to diagnose you with the flu if you tell me that you have fever and a cough. I am going to start with a blank canvas and go, well, cough, fever, maybe it's pneumonia. Right? Maybe it's septic emboli. Maybe I am not going to just assume you have what the whole herd has. And in order for me to do that, in order for me to figure out what's going on with you, I need to spend time with you. I need to look at you. I need to get a feel of what's going on. Telemedicine, unfortunately, prevents a lot of that because you've got a lot of barriers. We've talked about that with telemedicine. Offers a lot of good to people who don't have access, but it completely changes the way medicine is done for those of us trained old school. But I don't want to be distracted. And the one thing I'm seeing is medical providers, nurse practitioners, PAs, doctors, we're all getting distracted by all this other crap that we have to do. And you see the stories, and, you know, the media is talking about, well, doctors getting burned out, which is one of the biggest risks to the healthcare system. Yeah, doctors are getting burned out, but you're kind of missing the story. You're making it sound like we're getting burned out because we can't go golfing or because we can't let a pharmaceutical rep take us to dinner. People hate doctors. People have been ripping on doctors all the time. I know what you guys say about us. You hate us. We are the most hated people. I don't understand. All we did was accept a pen from a pharmaceutical company. And you know what? Where is my pen? Do I have a? No, I got rid of the pens. They made everybody so upset. I did not have any pharmaceutical company pens. Okay? You can start liking me again. But, you know, people think the opiate crisis is our fault. People think the obesity crisis is our fault. The vaping crisis is our fault. The marijuana crisis is our fault. Everybody thinks everything is our fault. Everybody hates doctors. I'm tired of it. You want to know why we're burned out? We're burned out because when I went to medical school, I had to bust my ass for years to learn volumes and encyclopedias worth of information. I had to go broke. I was waiting tables. I had to forfeit relationships galores. I had to stink of formalin and, you know, work with dead bodies. And then when I get through, I only average maybe 60 cents to a buck an hour because I'm doing 36-hour back-to-back shifts. I had to sacrifice sleep. So I almost sacrificed my marriage. I had to sacrifice starting my family. I had to put myself at risk for tuberculosis and super gonorrhea and syphilis and HIV and flu and all these communicable diseases that I could get because I wanted to take care of people. And I did it because I thought that this is something that the public wanted. And then to find out that the public doesn't even like doctors and that they think all we do is play golf. I don't know how to play golf. I could barely play goofy golf. I don't play golf. And, you know, why would anybody want to go to medical school? Why? I just don't see where the incentive is. But we need you. And patients need you. It's just now doctors are being inundated and burdened with all these checklists and, well, don't give antibiotics here and only do this. And, you know, you need to prove to us why you ordered the CAT scan and why you did the antibiotic. No. We are medical providers and medicine is an art. Okay? I don't mind checklist medicine, making sure I ruled out pneumonia, ruled out DVT. I don't mind having a checklist. But don't have non-medical professionals tell us what to do just to save you money. And don't get in the way, right, of me and my patient. I want to talk to my patient. I want to get their history, and I want to treat them the way I was trained to. Okay, I'm the one that saw a person with a simple toothache turn out to be a full-blown MI. Or somebody who thought they had a UTI to be a full-blown MI. Or someone who had left-sided chest pain that turned out to be a necrotic gallbladder. You didn't, I did. So if I have a patient and something is just giving me my, you know, tingling my spidey sense, let me do my job. Doctors are burned out because everybody is up in our colon. Get the hell out. Leave us alone. Let us work with our patients. Let the patients have access to us. Don't give us 5 minutes or 10 minutes. And you know, don't give us a patient who has been waiting for hours that's ticked off and now they just want to get the hell out of there also. All right, let us just go back to old school. Little neighborhood, little doctor's office on the corner, you know. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so this is an interesting study. At first, I was like, oh, this is bull crap. But no, there's something to this. There's something to this. Okay. So social media is huge. A lot of you guys who have said, I'm done with social media, I'm off, good for you. You're a lot stronger than I am. I can't say goodbye to social media, especially now that I Facebook Live my shows. It's another way to broadcast, you know, be able to, you know, teach and educate. But, I put a lot of personal stuff on social media. I do. And I'm just guilty of that. I don't know why, you know, I don't think anybody really cares where I ate dinner the other day. Although I did eat dinner at Hell's Kitchen. Did I tell you guys about that? We have a Hell's Kitchen. Yeah, Gordon Ramsay's Hell's Kitchen in Vegas. The kitchen looks like a Hell's Kitchen kitchen. The They're dressed in the red and white or the blue and white chef gear. Season 17 winner Michelle Triple was there. So I got to meet her and the staff and the crew. Very, very cool. The food was phenomenal. The beef Wellington. No spaghetti lobster, but they had the lobster risotto. And the lobster risotto was delicious. And scallops and things like that. And so all the stuff you kind of see on their TV show, the sticky toffee pudding, all that was there. It was delicious. Expensive, but it was a fantastic meal. It was very well done, and it's such a well-run restaurant. Fantastic, fantastic restaurant. And so that's where I went. So, yeah, I posted that on Facebook, and I know most people don't really give a damn, but, you know, I like to promote. If I think something was fantastic, I'm going to tell you, you know. So one thing, though, that social media has done, which I think is cool, is it allows other people to diagnose your kids. Now, many times you're like, butt the hell out. But, you know, you'll see a kid's picture, and one eye will kind of have that, you know, that reddish look, right, that pictures do because it reflects off the retina, but the other eye is white. You're like, well, that's odd. Why is one eye white? Well, because there could be a tumor back there, a retinoblastoma. And so you hear these rare cases where a kid gets diagnosed with a retinoblastoma because the picture looked weird on Facebook, or some kid looks jaundiced, or some kid looks septic. You know, my kid is sick. A lot of moms will do that, which is, I think, kind of smart. Kids are probably mad about this, but moms will, they can't get it to the doctor. It takes 2-3 weeks to get in with the doctor. So they post a picture of their kid, and then I believe this happened where one kid was starting to look purple and veiny, and somebody goes, he looks like he's going into sepsis. The infection is going into the bloodstream. Mom rushes him to the doctor. So there are medical uses for social media. And now a study published in Plus One finds 21 different medical conditions to be revealed based on the vocabulary people use when posting on their timeline. Penn State and Stony Brook medical researchers reviewed thousands of Facebook status updates and found certain keywords surface more often with those having specific conditions. So they looked at diabetes and pregnancy and anxiety and psychoses, a chronic pulmonary disease, sexually transmitted disease, drug abuse, collagen vascular diseases, coagulopathy, which is, you know, making blood clots, alcohol abuse, fluid and electrolyte disorders, depression, genital urinary disorders, skin issues, high blood pressure, digestive abdominal issues, injury and poisoning, respiratory systems, symptoms, anemia, obesity, and blood loss anemia. So they found that there were certain words that people would use if they had those conditions. So like for diabetes, they would see a lot of key words like pray, family, blessed, very, thankful, doctor, blood, hospital. Now, somebody who's a language analyst might be able to put a lot of these together. Some of them I don't know, like time was in it, time, night, having, there. So, I mean, there were these words where I didn't really know what to do with. But what they did is they made one of those bubbles. You know where the more a word is used, the bigger the word is? I don't know how to make those bubbles. But that's how, that's where they came up with diabetes. But sexually transmitted disease is very interesting. A lot of cuss words. A lot of cuss words, even racist terms were used, but also hate, wow, guess, away, stay, walk, scream. Not sure why I would do all that, but, you know, how I put those together. Drug abuse, you saw the terms nobody, everybody, stop, call, text, bored, high blood pressure, doctor, blood, hospital, mother, good, peace, RIP. Rest in peace. So it's funny, when you look at the sexually transmitted diseases and the drug abuse, there's a lot of anger. There's a lot of emotion, negative emotion. Stop, bored, nobody. With diabetes and high blood pressure, you're hearing blessed, prayer, hospital, things like that. Now, is it because diabetes and high blood pressure patients may be older? So more older individuals might be more involved with religion than younger? Is it because most people, when they get upset about diabetes, they get upset about it and then they get over it and then they move on and they deal with it, whereas sexually transmitted illness, it's kind of acute where you have it, you know? You can have chronic ones also. Maybe sexually transmitted illnesses, many of them were not obtained by will, right? Diabetes, maybe some of us go, yeah, I really like the sweets. I did this to myself, even though you didn't. You know? Drug abuse, bored, stop, call. The idea of stop, leave me alone, or, you know, get these thoughts out of my head, or I'm bored. So there is something there is something to this. So Medical Express talks about this article, and they quoted Andrew Schwartz, who is the study's senior author. Dr. Schwartz says, our digital language captures powerful aspects of our lives that are likely quite different from what is captured through traditional medical data. Said many studies have shown a link between language patterns of specific disease, such as language predictive of depression or language that gives insight into whether someone is living with cancer. However, by looking across many medical conditions, we get a view of how conditions relate to each other, which can enable new applications for AI for medicine. So, these digital languages, I understand that we're trying to use computers where computers have never gone. And as a doctor, I'm very wary about passing the torch to a computer. All right? But I have a huge problem with the way we are now doing medicine, like we just talked about, where patients are being rushed, they're not being looked at, and if doctors are going to miss something, because they have to do all this extra stuff, then maybe we need something else to pick something up and flag and go, you want to know what? You might be thinking about diabetes with this person. Why? Why? Well, because they said pray. I don't know if I buy it yet. You know, and then, okay, so why social media? Well, because we are pretty expressive in social media. It's very interesting. People who were never writers, people who were quiet, you know, like I have a lot of students, right? And even though I don't teach at the university anymore, they're still students. They still talk to me and I still teach them. And, they'll always be your students. And when they're colleagues, you know, I'll be their student. They've taught me more than I've taught them, trust me. But some of them wouldn't say a single word in class. Yet on their social media or in their messages to me, wordy as hell. And so a lot of people find it easier to express themselves in prose. And so you might have a patient that goes, I'm fine, I'm fine, I'm fine, I'm fine. And you're like, well, do you get dizzy? Nope, never dizzy. No. Yet, do you get sad? Do you get upset? No, I'm good. Then maybe on Facebook, they might say, I'm blown away. Or, I can't read anymore, I'm going to lie down, or something like that. Or they might say something on there, and you're like, whoa, you didn't give me that symptom. So they might write something when they aren't thinking they're being judged or diagnosed. Now, I think there should be some privacy issues. There should be some privacy protocols in place. You know, I don't want somebody psychoanalyzing me and my posts. But it's interesting. It's an interesting concept. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump will officially launch his re-election campaign with the rally in Orlando, Florida on Tuesday night. These supporters have been waiting since Monday and tell Fox News why.
We wanted to make sure we got in the building since tens and tens of thousands of people are expected. I hope he reviews the progress he has made in spite of the Republicans battling his initiatives along with the Democrats.
The U.S. is sending 1,000 additional troops to the Middle East as tensions continue to rise with Iran. Acting Defense Secretary Pat Shanahan said on Monday that the soldiers are being sent for defensive purposes. Regarding Iran, Republican Congressman from Florida Michael Waltz says,
well, I think one of the things that is important that needs to come out in the reporting is that these troops are being requested by the commander in the field, by the Central Command commander.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, every year we get the best children's hospitals by U.S. News, and they do rankings. They look at key clinical data from over 200 medical centers. Through a detailed survey, they look at patient safety, infection prevention, adequacy of nurse staffing. In addition, part of each hospital score is derived from surveys of more than 11,000 pediatric specialists who were asked where they would send the sickest children in their specialty. That, to me, that means a lot, all right? I understand that people have affiliations with hospitals and things like that, but the proof is in the pudding. So if you're a doctor and your license is on the line and your malpractice is on the line and you need to send a patient somewhere, you're not going to send them to a place where you're like, oh, every now and then I'll get free dinner. Okay, you're going to want that person taken care of. I know everybody accuses doctors of being bribed and all sorts of stuff. I'm sick of it. So when U.S. News comes out with these, best hospitals, I think it's some pretty good data. They say in 2019, only 84 children's hospitals were ranked in at least one of the pediatric specialties that they evaluate. 10 hospitals ranked at the top of their class and were named on the honor roll. So here are some of the winners, okay? For best children's hospital honor roll, we had Boston's Children's Hospital in Boston, Children's Hospital of Philly, Cincinnati Children's Hospital, Texas Children's Hospital in Houston. Let me see here. Children's National Medical Center, Washington, D.C., Nationwide Children's Hospital in Columbus, UPMC Children's Hospital in Pittsburgh, John Hopkins Children's Center, Baltimore, and the number 10 was Seattle Children's Hospital. And so now what does that mean? Well, if your kid's sick, you know, and you live in Alabama, no. I mean, there's good hospitals and fantastic doctors everywhere. But, you know, it just, if your kid has to be transferred, you know, because there's some research for a new cancer treatment or whatever, you know, these hospitals may get more of the funding and may have, you know, a lot more of the research opportunities and clinical trials. That's not to say other hospitals won't. What about pediatric cancer? So for pediatric cancer, Dana-Farber Boston Children's Cancer and Blood Disorder Center in Boston, St. Jude's in Memphis, Texas Children's Hospital in Houston, Nationwide Children's Hospital in Columbus. So a lot of them you'll see are kind of repeats because they do multiple. John Hopkins in Baltimore, Cincinnati Children's, Children's Hospital of Philly, Children's Healthcare of Atlanta, Children's National Medical Center, and Children's Hospital Los Angeles. So that ranks high. Then we also have Seattle, UCSF, Benioff Children's Hospital, San Francisco, Oakland, Memorial Sloan Kettering in New York, Monroe Carrell Children's Hospital, Vanderbilt, Riley Hospital for Children at IU Health, that's in Indianapolis, Children's Hospital, Colorado, Ann and Robert Lurie Children's Hospital, Chicago, Lucille Packard's Children's Hospital, Stanford, CHOC Children's Hospital in Georgia, I'm sorry, Orange, California, I'm sorry, then Cleveland Children's in Cleveland. So, you know, there's a lot of other hospitals that make the list, but when it comes to cancer, you know, there at some places they just dominate. Again, that's not to say your neck of the woods is not, you know, but these rankings are kind of important because if you, let's say, have a child that has unfortunately been afflicted with something and it's chronic, and you have to do a job transfer. People take this seriously. They might live or they're close enough to one of these facilities. What about pediatric cardiology and heart surgery? Number one was Texas Children's in Houston. Next was Ann and Robert Lurie of Children's Hospital Chicago. Three was UPMC Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So this is for heart conditions. Children's Hospital of L.A. came in fourth. I apologize. It's taken a while. Boston Children's Hospital, then Cincinnati Children's, Children's Hospital Philly, MUSC Children's Heart Network of South Carolina, good for them, Riley Hospital for Children in Indianapolis, Le Bonheur Children's Hospital in Memphis, UF Health Sands Children's Hospital in Gainesville. And, of course, there's more, Colorado, things like that, but those are at least the top 10. Pediatric diabetes and endocrinology. Children's Hospital Philly, Boston Children's Hospital, Yale, New Haven Children's Hospital. So this is for diabetes endocrinological issues. Yale, New Haven Children's Hospital, Children's Hospital Los Angeles, Cincinnati Children's Hospital in Ohio, UPMC of Pittsburgh, Children's Hospital Colorado, Texas Children, Lucille Packard, and then Seattle Children for diabetes. And then I believe GI and all that, they have other rankings and things like that. Neonatology, this was kind of interesting. For neonatology, so we are talking about babies born really tiny, neonates. Children's National Medical Center in D.C. cinched number one. Then came Boston Children's Hospital Philly, Cincinnati Children's Hospital, UCSF, Lucille Packard, Rainbow Babies in Cleveland, Texas Children again in Houston, Children's Hospital LA, St. Louis Children's in St. Louis, Rady Children's in San Diego, John Hopkins, Baltimore. A lot of us want the best of the best, Sloan Kettering, the best of the best, I think. Sloan Kettering is amazing when it comes to cancer. You know, we still lost, our family member. There's a lot of expectations. I'm watching Empire. I have to catch up. I like the show Empire. I like it. I know the whole Jussie Smollett thing was pretty dramatic, and people are pretty sore about what happened. But I'm catching up on the last second half of the season. I think I have the season finale to watch. And there's, Andre, who has cancer. And then Andre goes through chemo, doesn't have to lose his hair, is on the doxorubicin that can affect the heart. Now I'm at the point where the doxorubicin is, I guess, affected his heart now. So he doesn't think he's going to make it. And I'm not sure what the last episode is going to be like. I predict someone's going to do a heart transplant and save his life. I expect the newest of the brothers, but that's just me. But don't tell me the ending. But we really minimize or glorify cancer and glorify these conditions, on air and in movies and TVs and all that. And that's because nobody wants to see the realism. Watching somebody die of cancer, that is not anything that anybody wants to see. But unfortunately, we have these ideas of, like terms of endearment. You find a lump, you're gone. And so on one end, we have this, you find a lump, you're dead in like a couple weeks. And that's not true. You could fight cancer for years. There's other cancers that should kill you, and sometimes they don't, thank God. They land in a place that you can address, and you can, still live without it spreading, and you're like, hallelujah, praise the Lord. And you got some people that get melanoma, stage 4, and they're gone in months. Or you could be like Jimmy Carter, get stage 4 melanoma, and be alive and well. Thank God. There are predictabilities with certain cancers. But I think people's expectations are skewed based on what we see in the movies and what we see on TV. I can't tell you how many people told me I'm not going to get a screening colonoscopy. I'm like, well, you're here for a physical. You need to go and get a colonoscopy done. Nope. I go, why not? Well, because if they find colon cancer, I don't want to, have to lose my hair. And I don't want, whoa. So you're not going to get a screening test because you're afraid that you might get cancer and then lose your hair. You might not lose your hair with colon cancer treatment. Breast cancer treatment, yeah, but not colon cancer treatment. And you see, people have these misconceptions. They won't even do a screening test because they're afraid of something. And I'm like, where did you get that? Well, because on TV and, stop it. Stop watching TV. Stop watching movies. Well, my neighbors lost their hair. You know what? God forbid I get cancer and I have to lose my hair. I love wigs. I will wear a wig. It's going to suck. It's going to be horrible. I'm going to be devastated. But you know what? I want to be living. Don't not get the mammogram because you're scared of losing your hair. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So this caught my eye. These are little things that you just don't think about and make news, but they made news. I live in Las Vegas, and in North Las Vegas, there was a gentleman who got hit with a large fine because he tossed a cigarette butt on the side of the road. His name is Eric. He asked Action 13 News to not reveal his name. Said the incident happened as he was leaving the Cannery Hotel. And then all of a sudden, two cruisers came out of nowhere. He said the officers were not friendly, patted him down for weapons, and then handed him a ticket for the tossed cigarette. He went online and found that the littering infraction came with a fine of $1,174. Now, he ended up paying the ticket, but he thought it was blatantly out of proportion to the crime. Now, he struggles with the neurological issues as he works two jobs, rides the bus for transportation, and is now worried about the possible outcomes. Said, I couldn't risk my career working two jobs. I really don't have time for community service. And so the citation, according to the North Las Vegas Police, was for littering in a public place. City Ordinance 8.24.070 is what helps the community stay clean and to improve the quality of our life for our residents. Now, he goes, obviously he'll never do it again. But there's a lot of things out there that my guess is you have no idea, you know, you could be breaking the law. Wasn't there some weird, I don't have the list, of things where if you said something or if you missed the garbage and it you didn't go and pick it back up, that's littering? It is. It is. And, you know, okay, on one end, you're like, come on. He flicked a cigarette. On the other end, though, our tax dollars, we spend a lot of money keeping streets clean, et cetera. And so if everybody got to just litter and do things, then place would be pretty dirty, disgusting. B, would have to pay even more in taxes to get it cleaned up. I remember I was watching an episode of Mad Men, and they were having a picnic, and you're just watching, and then they lift up the blanket, and they just let everything fly. And there's a garbage there, but they let everything fly, and and you forgot that back in the 60s, well, that's kind of what I think a lot of them did. We didn't have the littering laws. The littering laws started in the 70s and 80s, where if you litter, $5 fine, or this fine, or this fine, or this fine. And so, these are things you kind of forget about. I mean, we just know not to litter. I mean, like, people will drop a napkin under the table, or they'll drop a fork. Now, I remember growing up, don't touch it, it's dirty. Leave it. Leave it. But now, no, you don't leave it. You pick it up. But my problem is if I put it back on the table, I'll use it. So what I do is I stick it under my leg, you know, so I don't accidentally use it and use it as a utensil. But still, I don't even like to litter in a restaurant. I just don't. I don't know. It's just one of those things. So, yeah, careful, guys. Cigarette butts, not good. Does make you wonder. He doesn't have time for community service, but he has time to go to the casino. That does make you wonder. But that's not for us to say. But still, that's a shame. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, flesh-eating bacteria is scaring the hell out of people. And especially since you could get it from the beach or from water. And they say, according to Fox News, flesh-eating bacteria that live in the ocean may be spreading to previously unaffected beach waters thanks to climate change. This is according to a new report. So the report authors described 5 cases of severe flesh-eating bacterial infections in people who were exposed to water or seafood from the Delaware Bay. And the Delaware sits between Delaware and New Jersey. And such infections are really rare up, you know, as far north as Delaware Bay. But, and it's because the bacteria responsible for this flesh-eating bacterial infection, the Vibrio vulnificus, it prefers warmer waters like Gulf of Mexico. But because ocean temperatures are rising, they say vulnificus may be moving farther north, making these infections in areas previously off limits. And so then now we're looking at, okay, well, maybe, So they say we believe that clinicians should be aware of the possibility that V. vulnificus infections are occurring more frequently outside traditional geographic areas. And they have been living in ocean waters above 55 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, 55 is cold. Now, you can get hypothermic in that. Now, how do you get contaminated? Well, if you eat contaminated seafood, or if you have an open wound, that comes into direct contact with seawater containing the bacteria. So how many of us cut ourselves and we're like, well, that's okay, the salt water will be good for it? No, if there's bacteria in that salt water, you get it in your wound. Now, most people who get it develop mild symptoms, but some have been getting life-threatening infections, some even in the blood, sepsis. Vulnificus can also cause necrotizing fasciitis, which is that fleshing infection that destroys skin and muscle tissue where it goes lower beneath the skin. Unfortunately, that could put you in sepsis. You could end up needing limbs amputated. So the authors note that from 2008 to 2016, their hospital saw just one case of this V. vulnificus, Vibrio, but now, in the last year, it jumped to 5 cases. And they say all of these patients in that Delaware Bay had gone crabbing or consumed seafood from the area. All of them developed necrotizing fasciitis. One actually died. They say in one case, a 46-year-old man sustained an injury to his leg while crabbing. 2 days later, he had pain, swelling, blistering of his injured leg, turned into an infection caused by V. vulnificus. And then he had to have the dead tissue removed from his legs, skin grafts, etc. So luckily he didn't have to have amputation. In another case, a 64-year-old man got the swelling, the blisters, on his right hand before cleaning and eating the crabs. He ended up undergoing emergency surgery, but then having an abnormal heart rate, and then died after that. Another 6-year-old man was going crabbing, ate a dozen crabs, developed a progressive swelling in his right leg. Then he required surgery to relieve the pressure, spread. He survived, but all 4 of his limbs had to amputate. So necrotizing fasciitis is nasty. And we aren't supposed to get it when you're healthy, but it can happen. And if the infection gets to a place that and it doesn't get treated, it's going to grow. If you have liver conditions or diabetes or hepatitis, that could also put you at risk. So it's interesting because, you know, I take care of a lot of patients in Alabama and Mississippi. And so in Alabama and Mississippi, you have a lot of, you know, poison ivy, poison oak, well, anywhere you do. And some of them blister a lot. And I always have to ask, were you near the water? Because by warmer waters, you know, there may be, you know, it might not just be, you know, the poison, the poison oak causing the rash. It's just interesting. You know, it's a lot of people now that they're using telemedicine. You need to be careful because if the doctor isn't that aware of what's in your area, they may miss a diagnosis. So like, let's say your doctor is, you know, from Kansas, and most of us know about Vibrio or whatever, and you don't really tell him you were crabbing. You tell him, well, you're back east, and, you know, he has a license, let's say Delaware. And you're like, yeah, you know, I don't know. You know, I think I burned myself, you know, because I got this blister. They might say, okay, well, you got a blister, you got a burn, here's some cream. You guys are going to have to be the ones to go, you know what, I was in the ocean, I was in the water. You know, and we've talked about things that you are going to have to bring up so the doctor doesn't miss it. You know, and unfortunately, these flesh-eating diseases are just, man. Lyme disease scares a lot of people. You get a tick bite, you can unfortunately get Lyme disease. And we put you on antibiotics, but unfortunately some people may get Lyme arthritis. It's a common feature of late-stage Lyme disease where you get swollen, painful joints. So researchers think they made a little breakthrough by they examined the synovial fluid, the fluid of the inflamed joints, and found antibodies to persisting molecules called peptidoglycans. And they come from the outer layer of the Lyme bacteria. So this immune response is what unfortunately makes you painful, but it shows that it's bacteria, which we've known, and treating it early with antibiotics seems to help. 1-877, Dr. Ellie.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.